What's going on, everyone? So we're back for a Q&A episode. Gemma always laughs at my intro. We're joined by... Well, Gemma's back. She decided to join me this week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Couldn't be arsed last week, could you?
Could be arsed this week either, really.
Well, that's love, isn't it? And we're joined by Ben.
Say hello.
You're saying hello?
Say hello.
He's just sniffing the mic. So,
we have a question.
And then, like normal... Gem will ask, I shall answer, to the best of my ability. And then, can I go from there, mate?
Sound cool?
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I've been annoying Gem all week. I've been in one of my moods, haven't I? One of them, I get depressed moods.
One of them, sort of I thing. Want to push in front of a boss moods.
That's not very nice. All right. Ask the question.
So, since you've upped my calories, why am I having better sleeps at night? Like, not waking up for a pee and stuff.
So we can look at it in many different ways. So, we could see that potentially the calories that Gemma was on, or any of it. So, if you are waking up during the night, we can look at it from many different aspects in terms of... You know, what was your nighttime ritual? So you kind of on laptops late at night with no kind of blue light blocker or anything along those lines? Have you got sunlight or any form of light coming into your bedroom? Again, anything like just like a pinprick of light hitting your skin at night actually wake the body up and kind of get your body into a position of where it wants to get up. So raising kind of cortisol, which kind of elevates blood sugar levels. And that's basically what happens. So cortisol... Stress hormone is secreted by the adrenal glands in the adrenal cortex. And basically what will happen is that comes or elevates due to an increase in stress. But what will also happen for us to wake up, we'll also get an increase in cortisol. That's a normal thing, which we call the circadian rhythm, which is basically the body clock. All right. Gemma's rolling her eyes because I'm going way off about normal. But that's basically what will happen. So... pinprick of light can basically hit the skin and then it can elevate those things. Elevating our blood sugar levels, kind of waking us up, getting us up. So we can also look at the fact that what could happen when we do have low calories or being in a low calorie position for too long, we can have an elevation in stuff like stress hormones, especially if we've had lower carbohydrates. You'll see a lot of people who go low calorie, low carb, their sleep, after a few weeks, for some people it's different, you know, it's dependent. But after a long period of time or a certain period of time on them, you'll see their sleep gets affected because carbohydrates increase a hormone called serotonin. Serotonin plays a big part in a kind of process that makes melatonin. Melatonin is our main sleep hormone. Did you know that?
Yeah,
I've told you plenty of times. Gemma basically knows everything I'm going to say before I've even said it. Because I repeat myself all the time. Because I'm a geek.
Because you're boring.
Not cool, y'all. So, basically, we can look at that. So, again, that can impact sleep. You having fun looking at me, Ben?
You want to sleep?
Oh, he goes all shy. I'm going way off. But, so, yeah, that can happen. So, when we have low calories, low carbs, too long period, we can get an elevation in kind of stress hormones. That elevation in stress hormones... again, can affect sleep production and the hormones that help out with sleep. And all of that can play a role. So what can happen during the night, we actually get this increase in stress hormones, okay? Or we might actually not be getting into a... You put me way off now. Gem's completely lost my track of thought because she's doing stuff around the bedroom. You moved the bag in the bedroom and that's put me way off. So basically what happens is the elevation of stress hormones during the night might happen, and then what we get is we kind of get up, we then need to go to the toilet. Basically that will start clearing some of the blood sugar out of our bloodstream, and that's basically what happens. So
it could just be that you drank too much water in the day.
Could also be that. So, well, not necessarily during the day. If you've kind of, like, I know for me, I end up trying to drink a litre, like, an hour before bed. If you've drunk too much before you go into bed, you'll possibly wake up needing to go for a pee. So like for me last night, I drank too much water in the back end of the day, and then literally I had to start going, I had to go to the toilet at like 3 o'clock this morning, which isn't great. So that kind of puts you into a position where you're having to wake up, you're now disrupting sleep. And that's not great because sleep's very, very, very important, which we'll get onto in another another episode. So yeah, go ahead and look at it is you've drunk too much water near the back end of the day.
Mm.
So the best kind of option there is to kind of...
What happens if you're thirsty, though?
If you're thirsty, sip it. I wouldn't kind of gulp back the water, so just light sipping might help it a little bit better because it's only a little bit coming through the body instead of kind of like...
Down in it.
Yeah, down in it, but, which I do. Even though I know this stuff, sometimes I'll kind of just gulp it back because I'm like, I have to hit 3 litres and I haven't hit 3 litres yet, so I just kind of... just, you know, down it completely. So yeah, there's loads of different reasons, you know. It could be things on your mind. Again, if things are on your mind, you possibly wake up.
Yeah, but you...
subconsciously you'll think of there'll be things that you might be worried about, and if you're worried about them, then that will still set off that response in your head, like you'll kind of wake up. Demon's just laughing at me. I don't even know why.
You haven't answered the question.
Yeah, I have answered the question. How have I not? What was the question?
Why am I not waking up? Because I'm eating more.
I answered that the first time around. Oh. You're too busy moving bags. So, to answer the question, basically, now she's eating more food, she's possibly going to be making more serotonin because we've increased carbohydrate. What have you done to it? Just like a condom.
Question.
Right? So, basically what happens, she's taken the puffy part off my mic and now it looks like a flipping condom. Right? It looks like the top of someone's bell end.
James!
Well, it does. So, it doesn't matter. But, what basically happens is increase in food will possibly decrease. Again, if you've got to look at other things.
Oh, James, just answer the question!
No, but you do have to look at other things. If you can't look at other things, you're stupid. Right? So, you do have to look at other things without you piping up over it. Pipey McGee. Right? You can look at that. But in terms of food, if you have increased your food and you were low calorie before that or low carbohydrates, you could have had an increase in cortisol. Cortisol again wakes up the body because cortisol and melatonin, they kind of against each other. When one's high, one's low. When one's, and vice versa sort of thing. So if that's happening because your body's now trying to manufacture energy to kind of do the processes that it does during the night. Remember, during the night, it's when it does its most recovery and repair. So, if you have got low calorie and you're not bringing enough food for the body, well, guess what? Your body's going to have to do certain things during the night to kind of do that job and elevate blood sugar levels through the increase in cortisol, stress hormone. Then you wake up because that's now alerting your body to kind of get you up. Nervous system kind of wakes up as well. All of that sort of things happen. So, when you increase food, you decrease stress response because your body's got enough raw materials to actually do its jobs. So that's what's happening. Now you're increasing food, your body can now do all the recovery and repair work that it needs to, so it's not having to have that elevation until you're meant to be waking up, whichever time that is. So that is why. Have I answered your question now?
Yeah, thank you.
Plus you've got a load of more other things as well that I just dropped in there for the fun of it because I'm a nice person. And I'm sorry about Gemma thinking it's funny to kind of play around with the microphone, soft microphone thing and turn it into a fecking condom. It actually looks like, oh my god. Looks like one of them, what are them thimbles?
Whoopee cushion thing.
No, that looks like one of those weird hats.
Yeah.
That's what it goes. Alright, I'm going out before I get myself in trouble. You say bye?
Bye.
I'm out. Peace.